Queensland is home to some of Australia's most successful game developers. And to honour that, the State Library is showcasing the local gaming industry with a unique exhibition, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
Since Fruit Ninja was launched 2.5 years ago, it's become a global gaming phenomenon. Now on a third of all US iPhones, it's surpassed the 300 million download mark. Half Brick Studios is among a growing number of Australian independent games developers making their mark on the international scene, thanks to mobile gaming, which has breathed new life into the local industry hit hard by the GFC. With the exodus of the big global studios, into the vacuum have come agile local studios and indie developers. Save Our Village has recently been featured in the Apple Store's new and noteworthy section. It's the work of Brisbane-based Red Sprite Studios, whose creative director is John Passfield. He's known as the godfather of the Australian gaming industry, having co-founded some of the first development houses in the 90s, including the hugely successful Chrome Studios. He says the industry's being transformed by the growth of digital games.
It's very different than it was, say, 5 years ago. We had a number of big companies like THQ and Pandemic, obviously Chrome and others. With the GFC hitting and the shift from big console games to the more sort of smaller casual games and iPhone games, the industry has changed. But it's still reasonably healthy in the fact that now we have smaller studios that can actually get the games to market way better than they could 5 or 10 years ago. You had to be part of a big studio. Even though it's not as nearly as big as it was, I think there's more chance that those communities will grow. And more important, I think what will happen is they'll own their own intellectual property. So we're seeing like Half Brick owns Fruit Ninja.
Welcome to ABC Reading Eggs. My name.
Beyond entertainment, games are playing an increasingly important role in areas like education, health and communication. About 95% of children under 16 years and half of Australians aged over 50 play video games. The industry's significance was recognised late last year by the federal government, which has invested $20 million over 3 years in an interactive games fund to support local developers. John Passfield says it's an important opportunity.
It's relatively small compared to the film industry, but it's a great step in the right direction. That's going to help people take their ideas, because really we're seeing a lot of great talent in Australia. There's up-and-coming people who have great games. They just don't have the financial resources to just polish them to the level where they need to succeed in the App Store.
How will that money be spent, or is that something that's still being worked out?
Yeah, that's still being worked out. So they've been doing a roadshow, travelling to each city and having public forums, so people are sort of expressing where they think the money should be spent. We don't have an answer yet.
There's industry disappointment, however, about the lack of any funds from the Queensland government, despite the state accounting for 17% of Australia's $2.5 billion gaming sector. In fact, Half Brick Studios has been lured to Sydney with a $3 million grant from the New South Wales government. In the search for the next Half Brick, Queensland tech entrepreneur Stephen Baxter of River City Labs is funding a new games incubator that's currently offering support to small games developers. John Passfield is program manager.
We're looking for smaller games, 2, 3, 5 month development times. And what we're doing is we're offering them a space to work, the working capital, a whole bunch of really great mentors, and basically offering a lot of support. So the goal is that they can come in and just focus on making a really polished game, give them the money and time to finish their game, and then we're going to help them take it to market.
In the meantime, an exhibition at the State Library of Queensland is showcasing the work of the state's developers who've already made it to market. Companies like Defiant Development, behind the iPhone games Rocket Bunnies and Ski Safari. The exhibition is called Garage Gamers. So why is a library interested in the gaming industry? Curator Susan Kukuchka.
The State Library of Queensland has a role to play in collecting things that are produced by Queenslanders. We collect books, we collect documentary heritage, and we think that the content that's coming out in games is really quite a fascinating form that is worth collecting. It has a lot of educational aspects to it. It has a lot of creativity. It is a significant cultural product.
Susan Kukuchka says one of the aims is to raise awareness of the local industry.
As we've discovered when we talk to a lot of developers, the real challenge is not so much creating games. The barrier to entry as far as creating mobile games goes is much lower than it ever used to be with console games. So you can make a game if you've got a great idea. You can make it quickly and you can probably make it quite cheaply, but then the challenge is breaking through the noise. So there's hundreds, thousands of games out there. How do you break through that noise and be discovered and have your game get to the top of the iTunes charts?
One enterprising Brisbane company has turned to the world's largest crowdfunding site, Kickstarter. Visual Outbreak is about to release an RPG or role-playing game called Malevolence.
Malevolence is the first ever infinite RPG, and Malevolence literally never stops. So it's the first of its kind to do that. But it's an homage to the classic era RPGs of the early 90s, so it's a very niche market. Basically, it's a medieval fantasy sort of world with warriors and dragons and magic and dungeons to explore and all that sort of thing.
Alex Norton's been working on the game while holding a day job in marketing. He used those skills to raise $33,000 on Kickstarter.
A big studio will get $50 million in funding and they have a team of 600 people and just pump out a game in a year. But for an indie, sometimes it's a very small core group and they have to get by on day jobs to be able to fund a project. So to all of a sudden have a giant slab of money dropped in your lap that's purely for that, speeds the process along hugely.
Importantly, Alex Norton says the Kickstarter campaign has given the game a profile ahead of its release. So what do those investors in Malevolence get in return?
Well, there were different levels that they could pledge. And smaller levels, they would just pre-order a copy of the game. Medium levels, they would actually get the game and then digital art books, because a lot of custom art has been made for the game. Some of them will get a soundtrack. And higher level tiers actually got themselves put into the game. They would send us a photo and our art team would turn them into a fantasy character.
It's all happening out there. Games developer Alex Norton from Visual Outbreak in Queensland. Ending that report from Cathy Van Extel.